Stored for 11 years in Hangar 17 at JFK, the wrecked FDNY engine and SUV will be placed on flatbed trucks and will be escorted by New York City firefighters and officers from at least 8 police departments.
The two fire department of New York vehicles will be treated with the utmost respect befitting the sacrifices of the firefighters.
Port Authority Executive Director Pat Foy says the FDNY equipment will stop at the Pentagon, but will eventually end up at the future National Museum of Americans in Wartime in Prince William County, Virginia. It's slated to open Veterans Day 2014. In Manhattan, Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.